pray that the Lord will bless the camp today, all the meetings that are being held with the children, the cottage and the village, and of course here in Marsh Rock as well. Let's also pray for my Aunt Grace, who isn't feeling well this morning, and so I'm sure that she would appreciate our prayers, and God will hear and answer. Praise God. So let's look to Him at the beginning of this meeting. Heavenly Father, we thank You that this is another day that You have given to us. Yes. And Lord, we need all that You have for us today. Yes. And so, Lord, we want to open our hearts to You together this morning. We want to acknowledge Your presence here with us, Lord, here in this meeting. And we also acknowledge Your presence in all of the gatherings that are taking place here on the campgrounds. We pray, oh, bless the children in the cottage, Lord. Bless our sister Antia, those that are working with her, Lord. We pray that You'll come to these precious children. We know, Lord, that they're learning wonderful things from Your Word. And we're asking the Holy Spirit to give them understanding, such as a child can have, Lord. But Lord, we thank You that the gospel is so simple that even a child can grasp it and can embrace it and experience Christ. And so we pray, Lord, that You'll come to these little boys and girls, make Your love very real to them, make them aware of their need of You, Lord. And we pray that You'll put something into their hearts that reaches out to Jesus today. Somehow give them light about Calvary, forgiveness of sins, having Jesus living in their hearts, learning to trust Him and obey Him. Lord, bless these children, we pray this morning. And let Your Spirit move among them. We pray You'll do the same down in the village with our sister Mary and the counselors there. We pray, Lord, that You'll come to this precious group of young ladies. Lord, such a crucial time in their lives. And Lord, it's so important that You get hold of them now. And so we're trusting You, Lord, with them, to cause Your work to go forward in their lives as well. Lord, this wonderful theme of letting Jesus be at home in their hearts. Lord, we pray that You'll use this to really cause them to search their hearts before You and before Your Word, and allow You, Jesus, to come in, take fuller possession of them, fill with the Holy Ghost, Lord, in these days. Lord, we pray that many young people will experience the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and they'll go home on fire for God and knowing something of His presence in their life. And Lord, we believe that everything that You're doing in our lives, Lord, doesn't end here. But Lord, You're going to establish it in our life, and You're going to cause us to continue to grow, and Your work is going to continue to deepen in our hearts as we get back home. And so we commit the children to You, Lord. We pray that You'll just hover over this camp today. We pray that You'll cover us with Your precious blood. Keep us from serious accidents, Lord. Drive sickness away, Lord, we pray. Lord, in every way, keep evil off these grounds, Lord, we pray. Just cause holiness unto the Lord to be more than a motto, but our experience here in this place, this day, for Your glory, we pray. We pray now that You'll bless my Aunt Grace, Lord, that You'll touch her today. Lord, Your presence is healing. It brings healing to us. And Lord, we know that You're there with her, and they're praying, and we with her. Touch her today, Lord, we pray. Put an end to whatever it is that's troubling her. Cause the very life of Jesus to spring up within her and to make all things well. Jesus, we just plead Your precious blood over our sister, and we claim the power of that blood to set her free entirely. We thank You, Lord, that You have perfect healing for us, and You want us to believe for that perfect soundness. Touch her, we pray. Strengthen her and encourage her. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, we think about what God does for us here at camp. And the wonderful thing, as I mentioned in my prayer, is that we don't leave it here when we go leave camp. But we take that with us. And life at home is different because we've spent time in God's presence in these days, seeking Him. That's why I always like to encourage the young people when they come to work at camp. Don't just come to work at camp. Come to seek God, too. Come knowing that not only will you meet with your friends again and make new friends. That's all part of the joy of working at camp. There's a lot of hard work too, I know. But you know, the thing that you really take home with you is the way you touch God in the meeting and are touched by Him. And it's good if you have some time off to slip away. Take some time to wait upon the Lord, get into His Word, think about the things that we've been hearing and deal with God about them. You take that home with you. You can't take your friends home with you. The experiences among yourselves are just memories. But what God does in your soul is something very real. So I'd like to encourage you along those lines. And then I also like to think and pray that God goes before us. He goes home before we ever get there. And He prepares the way. He opens the way for us to continue to seek Him and continue to find Him. Maybe you've left some very difficult situations at home. Often we go back home and we find out while we were here seeking God, He was there working. We find things are different. Maybe the greatest difference that was needed is He needed to change us. Well, that's a difference that's very important. But also we find that God works in those that we're praying for, works in those situations. And so we need to believe God for that. Lord, that when I go back home, I believe that You have gone before me. And as I continue to seek You, You're going to show me the way. Show me the way that You have chosen. Sometimes the children, they're afraid to go back home. They met the Lord here at camp in such a wonderful way. They were so happy, felt so loved by the people. And they know that when they go back home, maybe their parents, some are alcoholics and some neglect them. And it's tough for them. And sometimes they're afraid to go back home. Children have expressed that. I don't want to go back home. I want to live here. Well, they can't do that. But the Lord goes before them. The Lord goes before them. And He prepares people to receive them. There's a Sunday school teacher somewhere that will take an interest in them. Someone that will take them into their hearts. And be that parent to them that they need in the Lord. And so we ought to be believing God for that. That while we're here, God is working in us. And He's working back home. And He goes before us. Jesus said that about the shepherd. He goes before the sheep. Goes ahead of them. And so let's believe God for that. And you're praying. Include that. And I'm sure that that will help to open the way for God to work. Now let's sing the last verse of number 5 of our white books. I think of the cross where He
Yes. It's in our hymnal, number 369.